Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. I'm your host, Terry Sue, and today we'll be discussing some of the benefits of having a liver flush with Lisa O'Brien, owner of Embrace Health in Costa Mesa, California. Although it's not normally associated with Ayurveda, many people say that they have experienced healthy benefits results from this form of detoxifying the body. As with any practice, always consult with your doctor before deciding if this is right for you. My guest, Lisa O'Brien, is here to answer some of the most frequently asked questions that may help you decide whether this form of cleansing is appropriate for you. So Lisa O'Brien has been a certified IACT, that's Association of Colon Therapy Therapist, since 2006. She's been a massage therapist since 2003 and a Reiki master since 2000. In addition, she's a hypnotherapist. Lisa brings a holistic and relaxing energy to her colon hydrotherapy practice. She believes that colon hydrotherapy can be the most beneficial type of therapy one can do for the overall health of the body. But she's here today to talk to us about a gallbladder liver flush cleansing. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Terry Sue.
Okay, so let's begin by having you tell the listeners a little bit about Embrace Health and what it has to offer.
So Embrace Health is located in Costa Mesa, kind of right by Triangle Square, and we're in a residential neighborhood. And our main service that we offer is colon hydrotherapy, so that's colon cleansing with just purified water. Also in our office, we do have a massage therapist, a couple of women who do myofascial release, and we also have a naturopath on staff.
All right. So starting right in with the questions,
yes.
What is the gallbladder liver cleanse?
So what that consists of is it's a flush specifically designed to rid the liver and the gallbladder of the impurities that collect in those organs. And all the items used for the flush can be purchased at any supermarket or drugstore, so it's very cheap and inexpensive. So what it consists of is for 6 days, you just do a restricted diet and you add in some pure organic apple juice. And this starts to soften the impurities that have collected within the liver and the gallbladder. Then on the 6th day, you actually fast for a little less than 24 hours and you actually take some other products to cleanse those two organs. So the following day, you will be releasing the impurities from the liver and the gallbladder.
So when you say restricted diet, I know there are a lot of people who will consider fasting a restricted diet. You know what I mean? So
yes.
What do you consider a restricted? What's the difference between restricted diet and fasting?
Okay, so for the 6 days while you're prepping before you actually flush, you are still eating. And what we mean by restricted diet is you just avoid certain foods. So it's recommended while you're prepping for the liver gallbladder flush that you avoid animal protein. So that would involve dairy and meat. And then it also recommends that you avoid any alcohol or highly processed sugar, but you're still allowed to eat during that entire 6 days. So you can eat everything else aside from those foods.
Oh, okay. So they could still drink coffee, for instance.
Absolutely. And the difference between a restriction like that and fasting is typically with fasting is you're not eating anything.
Mm, yeah.
Fasting is you're generally just on liquids. So that's the difference really between restriction and then fasting.
Yeah. And then purists might even go a step further and say water only.
Exactly.
That's why I was, you know, trying to differentiate between what the restricted diet is as opposed to fasting and what kind of fasting, if so. So, okay. So it would explain exactly where is the gallbladder?
So the gallbladder is and liver are both kind of located on the right-hand side of the body, right underneath the rib cage. So that's on the physical body where it's located.
Right. And so I know that oftentimes people will, people have asked me, is this flushing stones? And then if not, tell us first of all, what are gallstones? When someone hears about gallstones.
Okay, so what a stone is or how a stone is actually formed. So we all have stones within our liver and gallbladder.
And no matter what, so they're going to form.
Exactly, because I'll give you kind of reasons how they form, and this applies to most of the general public.
Okay.
So what will cause stones to form is any abnormal change in the bile composition, because that will affect the solubility of the constituents, and that will cause stones. So changes in the bile composition can be due to things like eating too much protein, overeating, alcohol, high sugar, stress. These are all things that can cause abnormal changes in your bile composition, which would lead to stones. So the majority of stones consist mostly of cholesterol, particularly the ones found in the liver are usually a kind of greenish color and with a putty-like consistency, and those, for the most part, are up to 95% cholesterol.
Mm.
Now, the ones found in the gallbladder have less cholesterol, but usually a higher toxic element. Now, these are the ones that more solidify and calcify, and so that's where doctors more pick them up in the gallbladder than they do in the liver, because usually it's less cholesterol and more toxicity that calcifies into a harder stone.
Lisa, which one is painfully passed, so to speak? Because, I mean, I've had a couple of friends that have had those are kidney stones. I think I'm getting that mixed up.
Yeah, kidney stones are the ones that are real painful. So that's the urinary tract. So that's a whole nother system.
Okay, so how does a person know if they need a gallbladder liver flush?
Well, pretty much everyone can benefit from doing liver and gallbladder cleansing, but some really common symptoms are low appetite, if you've been diagnosed with liver cirrhosis or fatty liver, if you've been diagnosed with any kind of gallbladder issues, even if they've told you your gallbladder is supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But also digestive disorders, difficulty breathing. A big indicator is liver spots, particularly on the back of the hands or the face. That's usually due to the accumulation in the liver. High cholesterol, sexual problems, joint diseases, dark circles, greasy hair, and it's really stated that deep wrinkles in between the eyes are due to heavy toxicity in the gallbladder.
So let me ask you this. Are those dark spots often confused with what they call age spots?
They can be confused, but typically the liver spots will have more of a brownish pigment to them, and typically they're mostly found on the back of the hands or the face, whereas age spots can be found all around the body.
Okay. So, now see, I'm kind of thinking about other things. Do you know how you see sometimes people will have what look like these raised moles?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
on them. Is that the kind of thing that we're looking for, too?
Typically not. It's more of the just flat, brown.
Flat and brown.
Yeah, okay. And they always refer to them as liver spots.
Okay. Okay. So, say, for instance, a person wants to go through with having a gallbladder, liver, flesh, how would they go about it? What's the first thing that they would do other than call you?
Well, definitely the place you want to start is with a colon cleansing, because if your colon is already impacted and full of toxicity and then you try and flush the impurities from the liver and gallbladder into an already full colon, you will feel very nauseous. You can even be puking or have diarrhea. It's called toxic shock. Mm-hmm. So the place, if you're interested in going this route, the place to start is with a good, thorough colon cleansing, and that's where you would come to us to start the process. Once your colon has been cleaned, then you're ready to go ahead and start flushing the liver and gallbladder. And that begins by just doing the restricted diet for 6 days and drinking 32 ounces of organic apple juice per day. That starts the process of softening the stones.
Now, I've had a colon cleanse before, mm-hmm. And so with you, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, if you're interested in knowing more about what's involved with having your colon cleansed, I've done a show with Lisa previously, so you might want to go into the archives and look that one up. She does give a pretty thorough explanation of what's involved and description of what's involved in that process. So they would go through that same process, Lisa, prior to having the gallbladder liver flush?
Definitely for best results and to avoid any kind of, like I said, what we call toxic shock, which is kind of overloading the system with too much toxicity at one time. Mm-hmm. So to avoid that, it's best if you flush the colon first to kind mm-hmm. of make way for all the stuff that'll be coming from the liver and gallbladder.
And that would be complete with the psyllium husk and all of that kind of that procedure.
No, it doesn't need to be the major, like fasting type of cleanse. Mm-hmm. Even just what we recommend for first-time colon therapy clients, the initial series of just 3 colon therapy treatments would be a good enough cleansing to go ahead and start liver and gallbladder flushing.
Okay. All right. So, can a person flush if they don't have a gallbladder?
Yes, it is still perfectly fine and healthy to do a flush even if you don't have a gallbladder, because you may still have stones within your liver and even the ducts in between, all those bile ducts, there can be stones trapped in there as well. Mm-hmm. So there is still a benefit to cleansing. You may just need to take additional cranberry juice or gold corn grass for 2 to 3 weeks prior to the cleanse. So you just may have to do a more thorough prep, but it's still very safe and beneficial.
Gold corn what?
Gold coin grass.
Oh, gold coin grass. I've never heard of that. That's a new one on me. We're going to have to talk about that a little bit later. But for right now, it's time for us to take a short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Lisa O'Brien, owner of Embrace Health in Costa Mesa, California. And you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America 7th Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Did you know that your spirituality could actually be fun? That within yourself you have all you need to live a life of harmony and fulfillment? Join the Quantum Crew as they show you how to bring more joy and excitement in your spiritual life. Holly, Apollo, and Coulter will give you the keys to living a life rich in spirituality, love, and wonder. We are living in very exciting times. Tune in to The Quantum Crew, heard live every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Are you experiencing imbalance and disharmony in your life? Do you feel like you're laboring under the burden of emotional trauma, failing relationships, or unresolved grief? Learn ways to turn your life around. Set yourself on the path of transformation with host Anjali Chug. Our topics of discussion will show you the way to feel happy and liberated. Start by tuning in every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, for Path of Transformation on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Learn how to connect deeply with your sacred and spiritual self. Tune in every week to Sacred Enlightenment, Unite with Spirit, with your host, Andrea Precy. Andrea and her guests will provide insight into your personal and spiritual awakening. Find out more about Andrea's programs of guided meditations and journeys that are designed to bring about sacred self-awareness. Tune in to Sacred Enlightenment, Unite with Spirit, every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our discussion with my guest, Lisa O'Brien, owner of Embrace Health in Costa Mesa, California. We've been discussing gallbladder liver flushes. And Lisa, I know I've heard a couple of people say that once you start having them, you need to really continue to have them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is that?
So why that's necessary is because generally once you start the process of cleansing the liver and gallbladder, those two organs will continue pushing stones to the forefront to be released because once it starts the process, it wants to continue. So if you do not continue cleansing every month to 2 months, it's really recommended to not wait longer than 2 months. What will happen is you'll start to reabsorb some of those stones. And that is said to be much harsher on the system than having never cleansed at all.
Uh-huh.
That it puts far more stress on the system to have to reabsorb those stones.
Okay, so is the initial price of having a gallbladder liver flush more expensive than the maintenance? So if you're trying to keep that up, is it about the same cost as the initial start?
Well, not really, because the initial is going to be the most expensive just mm-hmm. because you have to do the 3 colon therapy treatments to prep. So that's really going to be the most expensive part of it. But once you've had that and you start the process of flushing, you'll only need 1 colon hydrotherapy treatment after every cleanse to make sure you've gotten everything out. Mm-hmm. And aside from that, as far as cost for what it takes to do a liver gallbladder flush, it's very inexpensive because what is needed is organic apple juice, cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, Epsom salts, and fresh grapefruit or orange or lemon. That's all that's required in total. So as far as actual elements to do the flush, it's very inexpensive. So really, the only cost that would come into play would be doing the colon hydrotherapy post-cleansing.
Okay. So are colon and liver flushes done at the same time?
Well, typically, because what will happen after you do the actual liver gallbladder cleanse, because you are taking Epsom salts to kind of open up all the pathways, you will really start getting an additional colon cleansing as well. And then post-cleanse, you do come in for 1 colon hydrotherapy treatment. So at that time, aside from getting out all the stuff from the liver gallbladder cleanse, we would get out anything else from the colon as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you just answered pretty much the next question I have, which was, should one be done before the other?
Yeah, definitely do the colon before the liver, for sure. That's okay. The best method.
Yeah. Now, are there any contradictions?
Contraindications for liver gallbladder flushing, there really aren't many, if any. Just the only thing that's pertinent is that you do follow the directions to the letter. If you do deviate, then that can sometimes cause some issues, nausea, things like that. But if the directions are followed right to the letter, there are no shown contraindications. The only time it's recommended to avoid liver gallbladder cleansing is while you're menstruating, because your body's already doing a lot of cleansing at that time, so it can be a little too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so do the stones hurt when they pass?
No, that's the point of doing the six-day prep with the juice, is that it's softening the stones all during those 6 days. So when you actually pass them, it's not painful. It's just you're having lots of bowel movements. So it's a very, you want to be at home while you're doing it, but they do not hurt when they pass.
Okay. So aside from, what should a person expect once they have gone through that initial process? How should they expect to feel?
After just doing one flush or after kind of completing several?
Okay, well, let's go with the first one, because that's usually the one that will determine whether they want to,
well, typically, what most people notice, now, the day after you've just cleansed, because you are having, like I said, usually quite a few movements, sometimes it's very normal to feel a bit fatigued the day you've just cleansed. But after that, most people report a increase in energy, an improvement in their digestion, improvement in skin, and usually a big improvement in sleep quality.
And so while they're going through this process, should they be doing any kind of strenuous exercises?
It's totally fine to exercise as normal during the whole thing. So you really don't have to alter anything with that.
Okay. Because sometimes, you know, particularly with colon hydrotherapy, sometimes they'll say just to do some mile walking or something like that, and to give your body a break. So
yeah,
that's why I was wondering, you know, whether they had the same kind of, there was the same kind of suggestion for that.
Well, the night you're cleansing and the following morning, because you are going to be having multiple bowel movements, I mean, you definitely don't want to be out and about while that's going on. So for that time, you should definitely be at home. But once you're definitely,
and you shouldn't be jumping up and down by
probably
any
not
stretch of the imagination.
No.
Better be really close to home under those circumstances.
Right. But generally by the following afternoon, you know, noontime around there, the bowel movements have stopped, you feel fine, you can go ahead and go to the gym, do whatever else you would like to do.
I know a lot of people are concerned about, you know, with the fasting and all of that, that they might feel weaker, and then when they start to exercise, not have as much strength. You know, do you know what I mean?
Well, you only have to fast from 1:30 in the afternoon till about 10 o'clock the following morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really not fasting for that extreme. I mean, it's well less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I said during that time anyways, you're going to be at home not really doing much besides hanging around the restroom,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So you really won't need too much fuel for that type of activity.
Now, let's go back to the prep time and then post procedure, so to speak. Should a person kind of prep themselves before the prep? Do you know what I mean? So that it makes it easier, even easier on the body to get all of the benefits of the liver, of the gallbladder liver flush?
Well,
would that be beneficial, in other words?
I mean, if you've been eating really high quantities of animal proteins and really, you know, if you've been drinking a lot of alcohol and things like that, then, you may want to start to do a preliminary preparation of just kind of cutting down those foods before you completely eliminate them, just to avoid any kind of withdrawal. But if you haven't been eating really high quantities of those foods, then you should be fine to just start with the specified preparation.
Okay, and then so what about post-procedure? I mean, once they have gone through all the fasting and they've gone through the gallbladder, liver flush, and I know this sounds kind of common sense, but people have questions, you know?
Yeah.
So is it like having hydrocolon therapy where, you know, you just don't want to go once you eliminate all of that stuff from your body? You know, common sense tells you not to go back to some of those old habits, or at least don't do it right away.
Definitely not. It is definitely recommended because the body has just gone through a major purification to start back with easily digestible foods. So that's mostly, you know, fruits and vegetables and things like that. You definitely don't want to start and have, you know, a cheeseburger as the first thing you eat. Your stomach would probably get pretty upset.
Yeah.
So at
yeah.
least for that first day after you've actually flushed, you would want to eat more like fruits and vegetables, light protein, things like that.
And try to stay close to whole foods, you know.
Yes,
organic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
All
right. So if a person consumes, which is my next question, if a person consumes non-organic vegetables, would it be like putting chemicals right back into the body?
Pretty much, because most non-organic vegetables are sprayed with various types of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just spent, you know, this week prep and done this flush to get rid of all those chemicals. So you don't really want to put those right back in because that's going to put stress right back on your liver.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to come back to that after break, but for right now it's time for us to take another short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest Lisa O'Brien, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. As I continue my discussion with Lisa O'Brien on gallbladder and liver flush therapy. So, Lisa, if a person consumes non-organic vegetables and, you know, it's like putting chemicals right back into into the body. Are there any specific foods that you would recommend that they start with, just to be gentle, on the system?
Well, definitely, like I said, organic is preferable, definitely. Mm-hmm. But things that you know do not inflame your system, because mm-hmm. we're all different. We all have our own chemical compositions, so we all have our different sensitivities. Mm-hmm. So I recommend to stay in the fruit or vegetable family. Mm-hmm. For most people, you would probably want to avoid things like broccoli or cauliflower or cabbage or Brussels sprouts, because that's going to give you a lot of digestive gas. Mm-hmm. And since you've just cleansed, you probably don't really want to fill yourself up with the air again. So typically, you'd want to kind of avoid those vegetables. Mm-hmm. But other things, you know, that are typically pretty soothing are things like avocado is usually really nice, especially since you've just not been eating. It'll kind of fill you up very nicely, give you nice oils, everything mm-hmm. like that, while still being very gentle on the digestive tract. Things like even though a sweet potato would be fine, mm-hmm. if you have soups, if you're someone who likes to juice, those would all be great as well. But typically, you just want to go with things that you know are very easy for your body to digest. Like I said, things like dairy products or red meat or, you know, all these things that are very high in cholesterol and fat, that's all the stuff we just went through flushing
that's
out.
That's right. Yeah. So you don't I was going to ask you about meat anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just don't want to jump right back in and just put more stress on the organ you just tried to clean out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So definitely staying in the fruit and vegetable family.
So can a person continue to take their regular vitamins and supplements during the flush?
Now, during the prep time, continue supplementing as normal. During those kind of 6 days of preparation, continue with your normal supplement routine. But on the day you're actually cleansing, which is the night of that sixth day, you want to avoid any non-essential supplements or medications during the actual flush part of it. Mm-hmm. Because most of it is just going to be wasted and flushed out with the other bile and Epsom salts. So you'd mm-hmm. kind of be just wasting your money for that particular night and the following morning. Mm-hmm. You would want to avoid, I said, any non-essential supplements or medications. But that's only for that night of the flush and the following morning. So the mm-hmm. days during the prep and the days following the cleanse, you can just continue with your normal supplement program and any other medications you're taking.
Okay. But you would, but afterwards, you would definitely maybe suggest that they continue with their omega-3s.
Absolutely.
Because that would, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, too, it's always a good idea after any kind of more major flush or cleanse to replenish your minerals. So if you have a liquid mineral supplement, something like that would be a very good idea. Or a, it's also good to replace your electrolytes and good mm-hmm. bacteria. So a good probiotic and perhaps like electrolyte water or coconut water would be very beneficial afterwards.
Mm, okay.
And like I said, that's just to replace some of your mineral content and give your body some energy after the cleanse.
Okay. Now, heavy drinkers.
Yes.
Because it is a liver flush, and I know some may already have that liver damage.
Mm-hmm.
Would the process of flushing kind of weaken it more, or would it strengthen? Do you know where I'm coming from with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People, specifically heavy drinkers, can benefit tremendously from doing the liver gallbladder flush because mm-hmm. the organ that's most affected by alcohol is the liver. So
Yes. Even
if it is in a pretty bad state, it's going to be nothing but beneficial to start taking some of the toxicity out of that organ. Not only will it allow the organ to start to regenerate because the the organ can regenerate very, very well, the liver particularly, if you do the work to start flushing the accumulated toxins in that organ. Mm-hmm. So it's only going to benefit someone who's a heavy drinker. And then also, it really helps if they're trying to get away from drinking so much, because the more we can take it out of the system, mm-hmm. we're going to reduce a lot of those withdrawal symptoms, you know, the nausea, the sweating, the headaches. Mm-hmm. All of that's usually due to toxicity trying to leave the body. So mm-hmm. when we can do a major cleanse, we're going to reduce a lot of those withdrawal symptoms. And then also, too, at the same time, the more we remove the alcohol from the system, the less you're going to crave it. So it's also very beneficial into getting away from drinking and having an issue with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so what happens, too, with a healthy person, if a healthy person drinks 2 glasses of wine in 1 hour, just that alone, the liver is not able to detoxify all the alcohol. So just from that can start to really toxify your liver. And that's only 2 glasses of wine in an hour in a healthy person. Mm-hmm. And most heavy drinkers consume far more than that. And so therefore, they're usually carrying very high levels of toxicity within the liver. And we can start to flush these out during the cleanse. So it only benefits not only the liver, but also the recovery of the person from that addiction.
Okay, you know, that's very interesting to hear, because when, you know, normally when you hear a lot of people are pushing or suggesting that we drink a glass of red wine because of the resveratrol and mm-hmm. and all, and how healthy that is, and yet at the same time, hearing how your body is processing that, you kind of makes you really have to think twice about whether you even want to do that, you know, whether or not it would be worth it.
Well, it does have its benefit, but it's all about amounts. So uh-huh. like I said, now, if you had just had 1 small glass of wine, and that is it, mm-hmm. and then followed up with some water, your liver yeah. would be able to detoxify all the alcohol, and it's not a problem.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But uh-huh. this information starts, if you start with having a minimum of 2 glasses in 1 hour,
mm-hmm.
that starting at that amount, your body cannot process that much in that span of time.
Yeah.
But if you just had 1 small glass in the course of the day, your liver's not going to have an issue with the detoxification of that small of an amount.
Yeah, and usually when you hear suggestions that you take, I mean that you drink a glass, it's exactly that, a glass.
Exactly. Not multiple glasses, just one.
Certainly not the whole bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's where you'll run into problems.
Yeah, and that's where it's no longer beneficial.
No. Harm. And so it's
you're
like
not going to get
else.
A double dose and no. think that, yeah,
it's
you're going to turn
the
back the clock in
where,
one night.
Yeah, if one is good, two is better. It's not that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So what that kind of takes me back to one of my previous questions with all of this. What can someone expect? Or I shouldn't even say symptoms. What can someone expect from a gallbladder, liver flush? Their overall, have you noticed or has anyone ever told you that their mood has changed?
Oh, absolutely. Because if you believe at all that emotions can be contained in certain organs, which there's mm-hmm. many schools of thought that do believe that and have the information to back it up, the emotions that tend to sit in the liver and the gallbladder are anger and irritability. So what a lot of people experience while they're actually going through the cleanse is that they may become extremely angry and irritable while they're actually flushing all the toxicity out of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not due to any specific event. It's just feelings that are mm-hmm. coming up due to what you're passing. And mm-hmm. so once you've actually cleansed that stuff out, what people will notice is they'll become far more patient, more calm. Mm-hmm. It takes more to kind of ruffle their feathers and get them to that state of being extremely angry and volatile. That often is just due to heavy amounts of toxicity in the body, particularly the liver. So definitely improvement in overall mood has been reported from many clients, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, a nice benefit for not only you, but everyone around you at the same time.
Yeah, sure. And with the passage of all of that toxicity in the body, your body is trying to rid itself of all of that. So with that, maybe come some emotions as well. And we may not, they may not initially understand where those emotions are coming from, but if the body is trying to cleanse itself so that it is better, it's that process of cleansing that may bring out some of those negative emotions.
Absolutely. And it's very important just to allow yourself to feel what you need to feel and to let it go. Because that's part of the process as well. You're not only cleansing just on a physical level, but as you just stated, sometimes it may be mental or emotional as well. But some other benefits people have reported, including myself, post doing the completing all the flushes to where you no longer see stones, is a big improvement in just overall health, immune function, particularly a huge improvement in digestion because the bile flow is crucial in the breakdown and assimilation of nutrients. So if that bile is being obstructed by stones, you're not going to be digesting and absorbing your food properly. So that's going to decrease your energy. It's going to give you more bloating. And all those other kind of digestive hiccups can come from that. So when you remove all the stones and that bile can flow freely, people really notice a huge improvement in their digestion, which then leads to more energy because they're actually absorbing more of their food content. Other people report an increase in their sexual vitality, reduction of pain, increases in range of motion, big improvement in the appearance of skin, particularly the spotting, as we talked about earlier. But also, too, I've had clients that, you know, were at the point of having to have a gallbladder removed, but by doing the cleansing and then returning to their doctor after we had cleared everything out, they no longer were shown to need their gallbladder removed. So that's something very major to save a very vital organ in your body and leave it in there because it is crucial, like I said, to digestion of your food. So those without a gallbladder, they're never really going to be able to break down their food properly. Additional enzymes and things like that would be really beneficial.
Okay, that just brought up another question, but I'm gonna hold that until after break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest Lisa O'Brien, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
There are many facets to spiritual growth. Spica Way of Life, Ignite Your Inner Wisdom, is a program that reveals the diversity of wisdom in spiritual growth today. Your host, Dr. Catherine Torres, is here every week to educate tomorrow's spiritual leaders today. If you're interested in becoming a spiritual practitioner or just finding out more about this amazing field, tune in live every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Spica Way of Light, Ignite Your Inner Wisdom on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
It's time to deepen your spiritual awareness and enhance your relationship with God. Listen for Into the Mystic, a journey of self-awareness and empowerment with your spiritual pathfinder, Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. Jennifer shares her own personal spiritual journey and practices with you to help you deepen your connection to the divine and ultimately become enlightened. Let Jennifer help you experience your inner radiance. Become a part of Into the Mystic every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is there a difference between dream work and intuition? The relationship is closer than you think. These are mutually supportive concepts. When you dream, your intuition serves as a foreshadow of the future and can bring rapid results through dream analysis. Tune in to The Partnership of Intuition and Dreams with your host, Dr. Marcia Emery. Explore this unique relationship and learn to understand how the symbolism of dreams can be clarified. Listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, as we continue our discussion. I'm with Lisa O'Brien, and she's talking about gallbladder and liver flush therapy. And she's also owner of Embrace Health in Costa Mesa, California. So, Lisa, before break, a question came up in my head, and I just kind of saved it until now. But you were talking about how people had reported that their skin, the quality of their skin, had improved and how it looks, you know, more vibrant and whatnot. But I was wondering if anybody has ever talked about maybe breakouts during gallbladder, liver, flush, because the body is ridding itself of toxins and all. Has anybody ever said anything about their skin breaking out before it starts looking better?
We haven't had anyone report any breakouts during the liver gallbladder cleansing process. Now, we have had people report breakouts from colon cleansing, but never from the liver and gallbladder flushing. People have only reported improvements, and not only in just the spotting and things like that, but also just in the texture. Generally, they reported an increase in the smoothness of the skin, that rough patches or bumpy patches also disappeared. So we've only heard of reports of improvement in the overall skin appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things people have reported, though, in between flushing, as far as any kind of discomfort, most people have just reported that in between their flushes, they've started to feel perhaps a heaviness or even kind of a slight feeling of pain where their liver and gallbladder is. And that what that means is just that the liver and gallbladder are filling back up with stones for your next flush. So that's just a sign that of what we talked about earlier of why it's important to continue the flushing process.
So if somebody if we all are forming stones all the time, and then we start to have these we have a gallbladder, liver, flush, and we feel like we need to continue to get rid of the stones. My question is, will those stones start building up more than they did before? Because your body, will it start doing kind of double duty?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Because prior to cleansing, kind of everything's, you know, at rest. It's all in your body, but it's kind of compartmentalized. It's, you know, piled on top of each other. Mm-hmm. But once you start the process of cleansing, your body wants to start shoving all those storages to the forefront.
So it's like your body saying, okay, so I've got this, and I've got this,
exactly.
And I've got this too.
And
oh, and don't forget this.
Yeah. Exactly. And so it wants to continue that purification process. So you will feel, or often clients have felt, that they can feel that actually their liver filling back up with stones again. And that's just the body pushing the older material to the front to be released.
So people become that much more aware of their body and how it's functioning.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Yes, yeah. You become much more body conscious throughout the whole process. Between the colon cleansing and the liver flushing, you become very aware of your body's processes, how it feels when you eat certain foods. You become very body conscious, which helps improve your diet, your overall health.
Mm-hmm. Much the same way as when you're going through hydrocolon therapy. I know that I try to come in, I guess, maybe once a year,
mm-hmm.
and have my annual. And but, you know, during the course of the rest of the year, I can tell at what, you know, where the bowel.
Absolutely. And
I can tell what part. Yeah. And before, mm-hmm. I didn't really pay too much attention to it until I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell at what stage, and I can pretty much tell about how long it'll take before that comes out, you know, that
absolutely.
I can feel. So when I'm feeling around in a clockwise motion, I can feel those pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's really amazing to be that much
that in tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that'll allow you to, you'll know right away when you eat foods that don't agree with you. And,
mm-hmm.
and that'll help you kind of fine tune what's the best way of eating for your personal system, because we
yeah.
are so different.
Yeah. And once I started flushing, I realized that, and the older I get, actually, pasta and dairy do not. I love it so much. It doesn't agree with me. When I was younger, I could just, you know, scarf that stuff down and woof, bring it back out, and life was good. But now my body holds on to it more and more, and the longer it sits there, no matter how regular I am, I'm one miserable missy, you know?
Yes, you're still very aware of its presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I have to really discern whether and weigh the consequences of, okay, if I eat this lasagna or if I
is
eat
it worth
this,
it?
Yeah, is it really worth it?
And those are very common.
As far as combining foods are concerned, that and red wine together, even though the red wine is good for me, it's that pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Those two together are not going to work for me. So
no.
I better be doing some serious celebrating of something and then ask myself, is this really celebration or am I punishing myself in the process? So, yeah, it does make you more body aware, which brings me to it's not a question. Actually, it is. I'm asking you something, but I'm requesting at the same time. I want you to take the listeners a little briefly through the process of hydrocholine therapy and you know where everything is located so they can hear how everything is so interconnected.
Okay.
That it really would be wise to go ahead and have hydrocholine therapy prior to your their gallbladder liver flush.
Okay. So first off, like, it's important to understand just what the function of the colon is to the body. And so what the colon is it's the sewage line. So all the organs of the body, they dump the waste into the colon to be removed from the body. So what we do during colon therapy is we use warm filtered water to flush all those impurities out of the line, because most people aren't getting it all out on their own. Your bowel movements should always equal out what you ate the day before. So if you had three meals, you should go three times the following day. Now, most people these days are not going that efficiently, so there's a collection happening in the sewage line. And so what'll happen is the more that backs up, the other organs cannot continue to dump the impurities into the colon, so they will start to back up into the liver or the gallbladder or the stomach or the spleen, all those other organs. So it's very essential for the health of the entire body to keep mm-hmm. the colon flushed out. And so when you're coming in as a new client to colon hydrotherapy, we recommend that you do three treatments within a week, because there are three distinct sections to your colon. And when they've never been cleansed before, usually each section is very full of impurities. So each time you do a treatment within the week, we can get a section clean. And since you're doing them so close together, that section won't fill back up again. So when you come back in for your next treatment, we can move on to the next area and get that clean. So by the time you do your third treatment, we'll have gotten the entire colon clean. So thereby, the other organs, your liver, your gallbladder, all of those other things, can start to once again dump more of their impurities back into the colon because there's more available space now. And the better that colon can work at eliminating, the better all the other organs can work at their eliminations as well. So that'll keep from that those toxins backing up in those other organs, which will then lead to disease and malfunction. So they are all absolutely interconnected. If your colon is not clean, then your liver cannot cleanse itself. Your gallbladder cannot cleanse itself because it has no line to dump into. Just like if you never, snaked your drain pipe, you kind of just let all the waste collect. Well, it's going to eventually just overflow and you'll no longer be able to even put water down there. And that's
an interesting way of putting it.
Right. It's basic plumbing. It's just your body,
But
the function of it is very similar. That is the line for all the waste to go through. So you have to keep that line clear or the waste from the other organs cannot move out. So
I'll never look at my sink pipes the same way again.
Yes, when you start seeing that gunk collecting around the sides of the sink pipe, it's happening to your body at the same time.
Well, that's a gentle reminder, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to thank you for tying that together for us, but I also want to leave enough time for you to, is there anything special that's going on at Embrace Health that you would like the listeners to know about?
Well, I would just like all people that have never had any colon hydrotherapy before to know that we run year-round specials for first-time clients on the package of three because we want to encourage you to get your whole colon clean. If you have any further questions about colon hydrotherapy, liver gallbladder flushing, anything of that nature, you can always give us a call at 949-642-3424, or you can also visit our website, www.embracehealthwellness.com, and that also answers a lot of the frequently asked questions about colon hydrotherapy. So I would really recommend, if you're just looking for more information, to either call us or refer to our website. Or another great source of information was the interview we did earlier, Terry Sue, on colon hydrotherapy. Really went through a lot of the detail about how it works, why it's essential. So that's a great thing if you're just looking to find out some more information. But everyone can benefit.
Yeah, I agree. And as always, I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in to Frame of Mind today. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together. And if you know someone who could be helped or served by this knowledge, please share it with them. In the meantime, live in peace and love and enjoy your day, everyone. Bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on 7th Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths, live and think healthier this week.